Before we get started, please take the time to like, add, and subscribe to our pages on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, please leave us a review.
We can wander our way over, you know, because this is Wandering Ways.
What's Bigfoot possibility?
Clinkety clack.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. It is another wonderful Wednesday here with the Wandering Ways crew. I have a frog or something in my throat. It's just there and I want to get rid of it. But anyways, we're here with the per huge crew. It's Ranger Zach and myself, Reverend Mark. Zach, hey. Buddy, how you doing?
Dude, I'm great. I got that time just went down to Denver with Matt, buddy. And as you say it, I have to laugh because you're like, I got a frog in my throat. Well, Matt, buddy, got some chlorine in his system. And he went hot tubbing at the hotel.
Okay.
And he's been complaining about chlorine. The levels were too high. I got a cough from it. The girl that I hot tub, he did get a girl in Denver to come over and hot tub with him. So, and he's like, she was feeling it too. Like it was the hotel, the chlorine. So he's on one about that. So maybe that's the frog in the throat. I said, dude, you were at a powwow. You were at an airport. You're at Rocky Mountain National Park. Just the sign. You were at the Rocky Mountain Wildlife Refuge Arsenal. No, I mean, it's neat. It was a fun time. It was kind of cool to get into that with him and get out, get, you know, working, you know, with work, with our work, we do some traveling. And part of that traveling, you know, goes to these, you know, these native cultural events. You know, we got to go Denver March powwow. If you are ever looking for a fun, cool native event to go to, I recommend the Denver March powwow. I would say it's like Gathering Nations in Albuquerque is the largest powwow. This one is the, like, I'd probably say it's the second largest one. I mean, when you look at some of the tribal nations ones that they host, they get some big numbers, like the Comanche Nation Fair, that Navajo Nation Fair, American Indian Days up in Browning up East Glacier. And they all happen during the summer and whatnot, but this one happens in the spring and it happens in Denver. There's March Madness in Denver. So we even got it. Me and Thea went one night to go check out a couple games of March Madness, which was actually, it was really cool. That was the first time ever I got to do that. So that was pretty neat. Yeah, I just, we kind of did a lot, my guy.
There you go. I love it. You mentioned you travel beautiful places for work with the kind of work you do. I want to set the straight here. The kind of work I do, I go to beautiful places as well. I was in Hermiston, Oregon, like 2 weeks ago, destination vacation. Then top it off this last weekend, you're going to be super jealous here. I was in good old Rocklin, California. You don't even know where that is. That's how special of a place it is. It's just outside Sacramento, if you're curious.
I love it. But no, that's awesome. You know, that's a perk of the job. You get to see the world, right? You get to see different aspects.
I'm going to Vancouver, Canada. By the time you're listening to this, I'm back. But by the time we're recording this, in like 2 days.
Well, and you're going to Helena too. And for some people, Helena is a beautiful place. I mean, it is beautiful. I mean, it's nice. So you do
get to see. By the time you're listening to this, I'm actually probably in scenic Klamath Falls, Oregon. So
I mean, Klamath Falls is pretty too.
Klamath.
The falls.
Yeah, no, Klamath isn't bad. As one of the guys I work with, you know, he says the only issue with Klamath Falls is the people that live in Klamath Falls.
So. Oh, so it's like Billings and Butte and no, the list
your
goes
state,
on.
Your state, your whole state.
Right? No, it's because it's all the transplants moving here. That's the problem.
No, it's not just them. It's all of you. So you only went to the sign of Rocky Mountain National Park. You only wanted a tickle, a taste, just a little Appetizer. You didn't want the full main dish, huh?
Well, Matt really wanted to go to Takabe. And Takabe is a Native American eatery in Denver. And there's two locations. Basically, it's a Native American Chipotle. So, like, you get like fry bread and you can get like your bison meat or ground beef or chicken. You can get like they had the like wild rice, like the dessert we had. I had like a fry bread and powdered sugar and brown sh and cinnamon, and it came with like a berry cup called Wukupi. Matt knows the word really well, so we'll have to get him to say it one time and talk about this. But no, I mean, it was a cool little like restaurant, and we actually ended up going there again when Paul came to town on Saturday. So he wanted to be, they closed at 8, so we wanted to be back for that. So that's why we didn't go into the park. It also snowed that day. So like it was snowing in the park actively while we were there. And I mean, that was like a good, we probably put on that rental car, we probably put a good 100, we put 300 miles on it. And I'd say about 100 of, 100, 200 of them were going up to, because he wanted to see Boulder. So we drove up to Boulder. And then while we were up there, I was like, let's just drive to the park. So we drove up to Eats Park, which was beautiful drive because we took the mountain way from Boulder into it, which was a different way than like you and I came. So that was kind of cool to experience how you like, because you kind of come up, you're up kind of up on top, and then you kind of drop into Eats Park or Etsy's Park. And yeah, and I mean, Matt, he got to see his mule deer, his elk. We were having our conversations, talking, driving through. And that actually, that, you know, that day, it was surprising because we started the day at Dave and Buster's for lunch. We just said, let's go there. And then he's like, well, okay, let's just go to Boulder. You know, let's do it, Matt. Which was fun. And we walked to the downtown of Itz Park, and I liked it. It was pretty. I liked their theater. And then like the powwow happened. It was fun. It's a great, like I said, great Native event. Go to it if you're ever in Denver. There's a lot happening. Spring break is usually around that time. So it's good to come down for that, see the dancers, see the vendors, support, you know, you're supporting Native artists as the vendors, you're supporting Native businesses, you're supporting Native dancers by showing up and Native events, you know. So that's, it's good. And then after that day, we went to, or after the powwow on Sunday, we went to the Rocky Mountain Arsenal, which is crazy because like how that, like if you look how Colorado has grown, especially since the pandemic in Denver specifically, that area out by the airport used to just be fields and farm fields and just why, you know, that. Now there's a lot of that. So this wildlife refuge, which has bison, deer, and like I'm talking, we saw a ton of deer, and they have a pretty good herd of bison out there, and it's a good big chunk of land in the way you can drive it. And we saw bald eagles and birds of all kinds. And it's right there in the like the middle of like Commerce City. They have the Colorado Rapids Stadium, like borders it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's wild. Like it's crazy. Cause like you're just driving out and like, you see the stadium, you're like, where are we going? Like I saw like a wildlife refuge, you know, because it is that like open prairie, and you really get that prairie feel. And then like you can see the airport from there too. At you know, you drive around it and you can see. And then like it was really cool because there was this one bison who's sitting up on top of this hill, and I'm like, wow, of course the day I don't bring my camera, you know, like I have my phone. He's like perched up, like walking towards the cars, and you see the mountains behind him, and then the downtown Denver like skyline.
Oh, interesting.
It was just like, what the heck? I mean, it's cool, but like different, you know?
Yeah, that is different. That is very, huh? That is, I don't know. I don't know. I have to, one, anytime there's wildlife refuge of any kind, I'm always curious about funding and all that stuff, where they get it. So no judgment, bad or good, for
This
me
was
on
the,
that one.
it was public. It was National Parks or something. It was like National Park run.
If that's
Wildlife.
the case, all for it.
Rocky Mountain Arsenal.
But you know, we're not here to talk about oddly placed wildlife refuges.
I think that's just how it's grown, you know, around it.
Yeah, probably for sure. No, but we're here. We're actually here this week to talk about, to do another one of our lovely top fives. We're here today to do our top five favorite camping spots that we have been to. I'm super curious about what you have on your list and what you've classified as a camping spot, because I have one that I think is probably on your list. I didn't put it on my list because I didn't count it as a camping spot. But I'm going to save it. I'm going to be surprised.
Well, mine aren't all spots we've done together.
Oh, 100%. I think for me, I only have two on my list.
Same,
with you,
same, so. And they're probably the same too if we think about it. Well, you know, and honorable mention, real quick, just honorable mention. While the Badlands didn't make mine,
Badlands did not make mine either.
And okay, so they are the
but
same.
That is too. That is a good campsite, yeah. Though.
That and if it was me and you, that one does make the list. And I was, yeah. But some of these, like, act, you know, one of them's like I went with Matt, one's with my family, and then one was with an ex, and that's why it's number five, and I'll get right into it.
What was your number five? I'm sorry.
I said that one was with an ex, so we'll get right into it. So that's why it made number five, because honestly, this campsite probably would creep up the list, but it was in Waterton National Park.
Oh, okay.
It was the Crandell Mountain Campground. And on that trip, it was one of those days where it's like we just left Glacier Park and we drove into Canada saying, let's go into Canada, see what it's all about, you know. So we drove into Canada and we drove up to Lethbridge and we had lunch at a place called Montana's, which is basically a Chili's. In there, and it was kind of cool because I was like, okay, we're here, like we're driving up here, you're seeing like the wildlife. It was kind of a rainy storm day driving up there and just not knowing what we're really doing, not having a plan. And then from there we left and drove to Waterton National Park, and that drive, just because it was kind of rainy that day, as the sun started to come out and like set throughout the afternoon, we were just getting closer and closer and closer to these mountains, and they were just growing on the prairie. And we get into the park and the lady's like, yes, we have like two camp spots available. And it was like, cool. And they even were like, yeah, we even have teepees you can stay in if you want to stay in a teepee. And I was like, wow, that'd be really cool. But then they're like, it's like $200. I'm like, never mind. You know, like we're good. But we got a camp spot. And like driving in, because it was kind of deep, like, you know, not being there for the first time, it felt deep. So driving in, we probably saw like eight bears on this road. Like this was a very bear friendly road, which kind of like sketched you out, you know, thinking like, okay, now we're going to like campsite down this road. But when we got checked into the campsite, because they had a person down there as well, they kind of walked us through and just like talked about it that way. And it was good. So like it was, you know, we were there. And it was dark at that point because we kind of took our time looking at the bears. So we got in, just passed out in her car, like didn't even set up the tent. Like we just like kind of opened the hatchback of like their outback, and it was weird. Like it, and then at one point, like halfway through the night, we said, fuck it, let's put the tent up. So we put the tent up, and it was that small one. Remember that fucking tiny blue small one I had that was like for like a kid?
Yeah, I think so. I think I remember it.
It was that tent. and good thing I got a new tent. Our friends at Six Moon hooked it up, so check that out. I'll share those links later, but we're good. We're not gonna be camping in small tents. And it was just interesting because it was like, you know, after the hard day and then getting there and it was dark, and then you just wake up that morning and you're in the mountains and you're in the Canadian mountains there, and it was just so pretty and so beautiful. And then we drove into Waterton Lake there, and you see the Prince Charles, you know, like castle basically out there. And it's just like, damn, I, you know, I, I loved it. I mean, it was a wonderful experience to have. It ranks number five because, like I said, it you know, I got four other ones that I think are, you know, the memories are a little bit better. So,
I feel you.
Yeah, but it's one of those campgrounds that it's like I want to go back to, and that's why it makes my top five.
I feel you. I feel that's a good one. It's a good one to start for me. My top five, and I'm gonna apologize. I don't remember the names of any of these campgrounds.
I believe it. I looked them up. Like I Googled them.
Oh, okay. I was like, I got nothing on these for the names of them. I can tell you the places and I'll describe them, but as for the actual name of them, your best guess coming from me. But anyways, my number five on the list made it because of two things. Really, mainly the first thing that I'm going to say, but it is good old Grand Tetons, the one we stayed at.
That was a good campsite. That was a good campsite.
That was a great campsite. Had a great spot to hang the hammock. All of these campsites I've picked are great hammock campsites.
Right.
That was an important criteria for me. But the cool thing that made this campsite for me was one, we were in Grand Tetons, so it was really kind of cool. But two, we woke up with that moose like 100 yards from us that morning. And I mean, I could get close enough to see it without my glasses. So, you know, we're pretty close.
I know. And like, what's funny is like Thea went to the bathroom and she doesn't like, she has bad seeing as well. Really bad. So she's like, she didn't have her glasses on. She just went to the bathroom. She didn't even see the moose. And then she came back and then we're like, no, Thea, come, there's a moose. And she goes, I walked by that this morning. Like, what? But it was a nice little bull moose sitting there. That was a fun time.
It was. But no, that campsite just in general, it was a good little spot. I mean, we didn't spend a whole lot of time there. You know, it was kind of just pull in, make a fire. I think we had beans and hot dogs. Yeah. And then we passed out. So,
well, it was a good day. We hiked up to that lake, which was fun. I definitely want to get more into the backcountry down there in the Tetons.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
It just like, it's a beautiful, that was a beautiful day. And like, yeah, then into Yellowstone the next day, but waking up with a moose like that. And that's what's cool about the Tetons is you do really get a lot of moose experiences down there.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. But anyways, yeah, Tetons makes my number five. Moving on to number four, what do you got, my guy?
I'm gonna go with that Devil's Tower KOA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it, because Devil's Tower, you know, and I don't know if you've heard, I was talking to who. Where we talk, Paul, our coworker, Devil's Tower, they're considering possibly changing it back and consulting the tribes. The National Parks is starting to consult the tribes and possibly turning it back to Bear's Lodge, its original name, which, you know, I'm all for. You know, Devil's Tower is kind of, you know, like.
Yeah, why? Bear's Lodge, kind of a cooler name.
Right, like, and the story that the scraping of the thing, right? Like, Devil's, like, that doesn't really mean anything, you know? Like, there's an actual story behind the Bear's Lodge.
Yeah, 100%.
And just the medicine bundles up there. The I know you like the prairie dogs that hang around.
Oh, hell yeah.
And just that, like, for a KOA, like, campground, like, that one, like, slapped.
That for KOA, that one's a really good KOA because it's simple. So it's, you know, it doesn't feel that resorty way that a lot of KOAs can feel like. Right. So, you know, it felt like a kind of a typical campground in a way.
Right. It felt, and like the way we packed out, the grass was just like perfectly green that day. Wait, like the sun, like it was like a 80 degree day, 70 degree day. Like it was just perfect weather, blue skies. Like the monument is visible, like right there the whole time. You're like in it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the biggest perk is when you wake up and it's bam right there.
Right.
But
well, and that's kind of why I talked about the Badlands and the honorable mention.
Yeah, because like, the Badlands are bam right there. Yeah. Right. And that's why it's a good honorable mention. You know, it's also a good honorable mention because it's not very pro hammock. So
right.
Which again is very key for me on this top five.
Did you have a hammock on I think you did at Devil's Tower?
There were trees to do it in Devil's Tower. And I think I had it there. I mean, I very rarely did not sleep in it.
No, I think the only time you did was at Paige.
Yeah, I didn't there. Show. And then if we stayed in like an actual
the hotel.
Yeah, the hotels. So
yeah.
Those are the like only times. Yeah, I forgot Paige. I didn't. Lake Powell. I forgot just, that I didn't.
That's because there was no trees there either.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
But it makes sense. I mean, that's why it's your top five, right? That's why, like, you know, and Lingle, probably.
Oh, yeah, I didn't in Lingle. That's right. I forgot. They had trees there, but our campsite wasn't next to the trees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Because I remember I tried setting it. I wanted to get one close to the trees. And just wouldn't, or the trees weren't spaced out enough.
Yeah, it was a weird campground.
Yeah,
that would make the least five campground spots.
Yeah.
No, but Devil's Tower, that one four, good solid four. I like it. Fun time. It was good. That was just a good day of the trip too.
Yeah. For me, my number four is one that, again, I don't know the name of it, to tell you the truth. I don't even know if I can remember how to get to it. This was just a real quick stop on a very long road trip that I did with Vince and Phil. But it was a really sweet campsite. This one was near, I know it was near Mount St. Helens. It was on the north side of it. That's about all I really, really remember about where the location is. But that one, you were like in a bunch of trees. Like you parked your car and then you walked into some trees. But when you got to the trees, it really kind of opened up. So like Vince and Phil slept in the tent. I was able to hang the hammock up. And the trees that I had, there happened to be like a stump where a third tree was. So I could put that thing way up there and just like hop. So I was like way up in the air for that one in the old hammock. But It was just a really, you felt secluded. You felt kind of just by yourself, even though there were people around. You felt like you were away. It was kind of just a nice spot for it. Super funny story. I was like, I can't remember if I was playing the ukulele or if I was reading in the hammock. But we were just chilling. I think we wanted to like rest and take a nap for the afternoon or something. And I'm in it. Again, I told you there was a stump that was like a third tree between. So it's below me, like almost directly below me. And I guess a chipmunk goes up, sits on top of that stump. So again, the chipmunk's maybe a foot away from me, right? And then it makes this little like noise where it goes like really, really loud. And man, I flipped the fuck out. I was like thrashing and it just going like, what the hell's going on? Like I had no idea what the fuck was going, and I didn't even realize it was a chipmunk later until I saw one later and I'm like looking at it, then it makes the same noise and I was like, oh shit, that's a chipmunk.
That's
that was
hilarious
under me.
That's hilarious.
God, I scared the crap out of me. I was flailing around in that thing.
Well, and that's the thing is like, when you can get to a place like that sometimes and just stay still for a while.
Yeah.
The nature will resume.
Oh, 100%.
You know? So it's, and you need to get to those points. Sometimes you need to get to like a, you know, just like hike to the top of a mountain, just sit there for an hour or two. Cause then it's like, Well, that's where we saw that moose. That's where that bear came across. That's where that pika was doing his thing, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, there were a lot of good campsites on that trip. I think, actually, that's the only one I have in my top. Oh, no, I have one other one that's coming up. But there were a lot of good ones. We stayed in a pretty good one on Vancouver Island. You know, the one I have on an honorable mention, we stayed in two different campgrounds in Banff, which they were great campgrounds. They're just nothing, there was nothing really special about them, you know, that makes them stand out. They're classic park, campground. But you know, that one, trying to think of another campground we stayed at a lot of random houses, slept in the car,
the cabin at one point.
Yeah, stayed at the cabin. I guess that's kind of camping. I sleep in the hammocks, got a great hammock selection.
They do. I mean, that those two trees out in front really are like perfect.
They're great for the hammock. Perfect spot. You get to see some stars, you know, you're fairly protected from like a little rain, you're good. You know, heavy rain, you're still gonna need the tarp, but you know, other than that, you're square and good to go.
Yeah, no, 100%.
In need of LED lights for your vehicle? Look no further than our friends at Oxteo, keeping our vehicles well lit while on the road while looking for Bigfoot. Make sure to use code RUGARU, RUGARU, on your next set of LED lights. The Wild West is full of dangers, from snakes to bears. The outdoorsman must be prepared. That is why when you experience rivers like the San Juan or the Yellowstone, you must bring a blue ribbon net. Handcrafted and biodegradable, these classic wooden fishing nets are all you need while on the river. Make sure to use code RUGARU10 when checking out at Blue Ribbon Nets. Again, the code is RUGARU10. RUGARU10.
When you're going to all these lovely campgrounds, you typically see or you're going to do some cool shit. And speaking of cool shit, it's time for my favorite segment. It's cool shit in nature. This week, doozy. A special treat this week. I don't have two. I have three.
Twice as many.
Yeah, not twice as nice, but thrice. And this week we're hitting thrice. Two of them are kind of related. One of them gave me a good chuckle, which is why. But the first one, just a picture. Just a picture. It's a super cool picture. It's got some crazy clouds, the rain. I think what makes it is the colors. I think that's what really makes it.
No, what makes it is the freaking fact that it's a storm. You're looking down a dirt road, and it's like the one side of the field really hasn't had the storm yet, and the other side of the field has the storm. Like, they timed it perfectly, this front. Look at all the triangles coming together in this photo. You got the brown triangle, the green triangles, the like gray triangles.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the colors. Saying it right there, the colors. Now, they're all in these different triangles, and the lines are really, really spot on, but it's the colors that make it.
Those look like hail clouds, man. Watch out. That's what got us.
Yeah, that's gonna get you. This next one, I'm going to play the volume just for a second, just because this one really makes me chuckle. So I don't know if you can hear this, but essentially he's sitting there going, "Don't take my backpack, please, please don't take my backpack," as he's running off with the backpack.
Right. I mean, what would you do if you saw a bear like this, like with your backpack in the camp? Like, that's why you hang it up in the tree, cowboy.
I'm thinking it's time to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what I mean. That
I'm probably chilling for a little bit, and I'm gonna see how far he takes it, type of deal.
It doesn't look like he's going too far. I mean, there's obviously probably food or something inside of it that he's wanting.
Yeah.
But that's why you hang it up.
I mean, that's why you gotta hang up your food away from your campsite.
Be bear aware.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kicker.
But I mean, it looks like it is like the middle of the day too. So, but I mean, you got to be careful.
Next one, another good one. It says turn the volume up. I'm not gonna because it's like crazy loud, but it's these two bears, one chasing the other into a tree.
That was cool to watch. Like, yeah, just the way like they, one, the way they just scale a tree like that.
Yeah, like nothing.
And then two, the one, like the one's clearly running away from the other one right here. And then he's just like, get out of here. Get out of here. I'm above you. And the other one's like, all right. I submit. Okay, yeah. Bye. Like, what?
Like, seriously.
You were chasing him. They must be like brothers or something too, maybe. I wonder if they just chase each other and play. But
oh, I don't know. That second bear, the one that is chasing the other one, it scales the tree quick because it makes up ground on that tree, in the tree.
Yeah, he almost gets him there.
I know. Like, that one, he moves up that tree. Also, when they say just get in the tree, this is why I don't.
Yeah, you play dead or fight back.
Yeah, they say if it's black, fight like hell. If it's brown, play dead. And if it's white, kiss your ass goodbye.
I mean, I think you just talk, personally, you just talk to it like a fucking normal human. Just be like, hey, bear, I'm doing my thing. You're doing your thing. You go that way, I'll go this way, and I'll respect you.
Yeah, Zach's one of the few people out there going like, hey, bear, I know your cousin, Smokey. We're cool, so you can, you know, we're cool too, because me and Smokey go way back.
Hey, you know who? You know where Smokey was born?
New Mexico.
You know where I was born?
I know this one. I know Rhode Island.
New Mexico.
Oh, my bad.
Two in the same. Me and the bear.
You and the good old Smokey gone way back. No, but now that we've shared some cool shit in nature, it's time to wander on back over to our top five, going off with number three campsite. What is your number three, my guy?
You've been here, not, well, with me, but not camping there, but the good old Placid Lake Campground.
Oh.
Back when I was 11, we went up there. We took a family trip. We camped up on the good old lake, and we took our boat, and it was like we camped in a tent. So it was like we just had our boat. We'd go out on the lake for the day on that, do whatever, and then come into the campground and like do the campground stuff. We had our bikes. Like, I don't know. It was just fun. It was, you know, a couple years after we just moved to Montana. It was like a year or two before we actually got the place up at Sealy. So it was kind of like the first time up there. And then up there is really just a cool special valley to me. And I did to go, I mean, then to go there. And like, that was the first time. It's a cool campground. It's got a shower. You need to shower. It's got a shower. And like, what, I don't know. When you look at some like the Montana state parks, I think they do a good job. And like the boat ramps, this, the quality and how they take care of everything. The fishing's good.
Is it
there.
The campsite that Vince, Phil, and I went to shower at?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. The one with like the boats, you could park the boats in the slips.
Yeah. Shower costs a couple quarters, though, if you're gone, everybody.
Couple quarters.
It is. It's a couple quarters you got to put in.
I believe it. No, I mean, it's a good, it's a nice campground. It's one of those ones, yeah, it can get a lot of people, but it's tucked back there a ways that like, it's still, you're out there. You're like a bear could come there, you know, it's a nice spot.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good campsite. It just takes a couple quarters for the shower. my number three, you already said it. You said it about one time ago. Good old Devil's Tower.
Yeah.
Devil's Tower. The view, the one thing I just remember is the freaking view. Like, you are right underneath good old Bear's Lodge right there. And that's just one of those things where you're like, damn. And it's the only thing out there. It's just a big old wart in this valley.
Right? Or no, because I was we were talking to Paul. He's doing some consulting on that. And he was saying how he's never been there. I'm like, you'll feel it when you're there.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, I've taken you to Chief Mountain, you know, hang a left up that road and figure it out kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's that, there's that special feeling you get in these places. And this place has that. It has that, like, reverence about it when you're walking that circle around it. And when you really look at, like, the native way of life, everything's very holistic and circular. You know, the four directions, the four ways of life, everything. And that place just gives you that feeling. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. I think I still have the picture of the tent. I mean, go check it out. I mean, any of the pictures you see of Devil's Tower on any of the social medias, definitely worth it. And it's, even if you're just like stopping by, like on a bike ride to Sturgis, as some do, it's worth it. Like it's cool.
It's worth the stop if you're in the area. It's definitely like take the time out of your day. Go check that out.
I think it was America's first national monument too.
It was. That's a fun fact for everyone. Take it to trivia night. That's my number three, Devil's Tower. We already talked about a bunch about it, so I don't want to go too much into it. So moving on to number two. Number two for you.
This one's going into the back country.
Oh.
Deep, 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 deep into the woods. The Glacier Park Western Hills of the Quartz Lake back country.
Oh, damn.
You know, that was my first backcountry experience, really. Like, especially on, like, my own. You know, I mean, you were there. But, like, you know what I mean? like, just the fact that, like, this is, like, you're roughing it. If you fall out here and break your leg, you know, it's going to be an issue. You know, all the little things like that, you know, aren't really an issue. And as I was 19 years old, 20, 18 years old, something like that. Like,
I don't remember. No.
I was younger, man.
It was 2015.
19.
I
would have been 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20 that July. Yeah. I would have just turned 20. Because
we did it in August.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a good spot. Waking right there on the lake, the tent. I have that picture of the tent right there with the lake and the mountains right there. And just kind of what that trip was and what came out.
Yeah, that trip, I mean, that was a really good campsite, 100% there. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot going on there that makes that so much special, not just a campsite. We're talking about good old Quartz Lake. I mean, that's why you got a hat, right?
Right there with the fish. Didn't catch no fish. We tried like a cast or two, I think.
I don't know. I swam. I know that.
Yeah, it was because
there's footage that I'm still trying to find. I've been trying to find to this day of like me actually swimming underwater because I remember it because you can see me kind of like stroke with the GoPro on and it looks really cool because it's clear water and I can't. And I think it's just gone in the wandering ways like lost films. But I've seen there's like I have a couple of videos that I've made from way back in the day and there's like a glimpse of it. Yeah. There's a glimpse of it. And you're like, that's the one. I just don't know where the rest of it is.
You know, like I drug and drop, you're going to find that flash drive, like in a box or something like years later that you're like, really, really
100%.
I mean, it was what, like 10 miles back there.
I don't remember how far it was.
It was back there.
Yeah, it was. It was sweet. You know, we got there, hung out.
One other camper there, that couple, and they stayed in their tent the whole time.
Well, they were doing some stuff in there.
Well, yeah, but like, I mean, shit, like, That
There's a
sunset.
reason why. There's a reason why they could say camping's fucking intense.
It's intense, it'll write.
Yeah.
No, it was good. It was a good one. I'm curious. What's your number dose?
Number two. You know what? Surprisingly, I don't have Quartz Lake on my list.
You know, and it's all right. So
Well,
neither.
I mean, there's so much to that. Like, that's like the, you know, there's a lot to that trip just in general that I don't think I ever really think about, like the campsite type deal.
Right,
It's
no,
just
I mean,
like that's the Quartz Lake trip that
and
when I'm thinking of it.
that's what kicked this off. That's what kicked off the which, and it was such a just interesting how that whole thing began. Because did we didn't camp in Yellowstone? No, I was just the whole day there. But that glacier, yeah, the backcountry, even the Trout Lake campground off to the side there. When you get into like Apgar, when you go to the
Could you
west.
imagine how much better we would be if we did that trip again today? We half-assed that thing so bad. Like, we did so many things wrong.
You say that, and we don't eat lunch or dinner and go on a fucking 10-mile hike up to Iceberg Lake. You say
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That was his last year, man.
That's fair point. How much have we learned?
Yeah.
Oh,
Got some
no,
better gear.
anyways. Yeah. Anyways, my number two is the Soul Duck. This one I actually know the name of the campground.
Yeah, I
The
mean,
Soul Duck in Olympic National Park.
and if you haven't heard that episode where you do your solo trip to Olympic, which is early, I think it's like episode 15, it's early on.
Yeah, it's early. I think it's like called Wild Blueberries in the
Yeah,
title.
it's a beautiful, like the way you describe that, like
Yeah.
everything that I was like, God, that's what made me want to go to Olympic. I was like, I got it, like, boom, we got to go.
Oh yeah. No, it was good because actually that's a really good episode to just pitch this campsite because I did everything from that campsite, right? Both the hikes I did, you could walk from the campsite. So you would add like a total of, I think you would add like 2, maybe 3 miles round trip if you did do it, but you could. I ended up driving to the trailhead. I had reasons for it. But no, the campsite itself, you know, you get in there. I was kind of like down and away. So even though there were people around me, I felt like it was just me. It was classic kind of national park campsite. It's got everything you would think a national park campsite would have. And I mean, it was good. Did not sleep in the hammock though that night.
Oh.
I know, surprise, surprise, but that was because of bugs. It was super buggy. That was the only that's why it's not number one. It was too buggy. I had the hammock set up. I was chilling in it. Then I was just swatting bugs all night. And I was like, nah, screw this. I ain't doing the bug thing all night. So I got the tent so I can be less buggy.
Yeah, I like that. You know, as you're kind of saying that, I was thinking, I was just like, when you said national park campground and like whatever everything has in it, right? It brought me back to Hawaii. And this is another, I guess, honorable mention. It was the Hawaii volcanoes, because we stayed in the cabin. So I don't
Yeah.
count cabins when it comes to these campgrounds, because you need to do the tent thing or at least be sleeping outside for the top five. And
100%.
but this if we were to camp there, this one would be in the top five, I think, that Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. And it had the volcano, like what you're saying, they had the national park vibe.
Yeah. You had everything you want in a national park when you go to a national park campground. Yeah,
Right.
that was a good spot. That was a good little cabin.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess we're down to it, huh?
Yeah, it's the
Rolling
show,
on.
the big one, the top. What is your favorite campground?
My favorite campground.
And this one, you know, and this kind of, again, to me, they all go back to the experiences, right? And it was early March when Matt was still going to school at Montana State. And this was 2017, because, you know, he didn't leave. Yeah, that, I know the year, like 2017. We went to the Madison Junction campground in Yellowstone Park, which the Yellowstone Park campgrounds are hard to get. They really are.
Yeah.
And to say that, and you and I to be people who've like said like, no, we're not going to stay in one tonight, even though we have the reservation, we'll go stay in a hotel instead. I mean, it snowed like a foot over there, so I'm glad we didn't, but we have said no.
yeah.
But it was a beautiful kind of spring day. We did the like hike in the like our kind of small Yellowstone trip, just the three of us doing the things that were open, going to Yellowstone Park, checking out the falls. But we actually camped. We cooked our meal over the national park, you know, ring, the metal ring that they have, that all the national parks have. It was good. It was just a fun time, just, you know, and like when you look back at like, you know, the friendship with Matt, buddy, and like seeing that moment, you know, that was the first time I went camping with the guy. So,
I saw all the red flags and still to this day hangs out with him.
Right. No, but it was fun. I mean, it was a beautiful campground. And then just like the, you know, Thea, that was one of the first times we went camping together too, you know, or back in the earlier days. And to do that and to go to that park and to do what we have done in that park and everything else that Yellowstone has and is so special, you know, to me personally and to everything else, like, that's why, you know, I have to be like, I have to put a Yellowstone campground as number one. And that's, to me, that was that one. I have stayed at like some of the other ones in the park, like the Fishing Bridge one, or not the Fishing Bridge, but Bay Bridge area one, with my family back when we had a camper. And that was a really cool trip, because that was like the first time we really did it. Yellowstone. We stayed there like for a full weekend, and we had the campground and we did all the shenanigans, and you come back at night and do whatever, you go to the fire talk with the rangers at this campground. Yeah. Like, you know, but when I look at like that Madison night and really just the simplicity of it, looking up at the stars, sitting around that campfire with Matt and Thea, like, just like how vivid that memory is, and just like kind of what it's fun. It's funny too, because like even how Matt Buddy's been along and all those memories, even like in mine and Thea's relationship, you know what I mean? Like from his wedding toast, go look that up. That's on YouTube. Matt Buddy's wedding toast. Or just like that moment, just, you know, when we're traveling, just all these different travel. It's kind of cool. It's really cool. So
it's fun. I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
It sounds like it was a good, I've actually heard great things about Yellowstone campgrounds. You're not the only person I know who has camped in Yellowstone campgrounds.
And there's not a lot people there. There wasn't a lot of people that time, because it was in March, you know, so it was perfect.
Yeah. You do the off season, you get some, there's some perks to it. My number one, and you know, story does, the experience in the story has a lot to do. Although this was a great overall national park campground. But my number one is in Zion National Park.
I bet I could see that one making your list. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good one. It was just Vince and I at the time. We had just finished the absolute marathon of drives from the Redwoods in California all the way down to Zion. Vince killed a rabbit. I don't know if I've ever told that story, but he did.
Maybe on the Vince interview.
Yeah, I think so, because it was like, we were in the middle of the night, and there were, to his credit, there were a lot of rabbits crossing the road. But I was
Nevada,
like,
right? Dude.
Huh?
In Nevada, yeah.
Yeah, it was in Nevada.
Yeah.
And so I'd been driving forever, and I was like, dude, I need to get some sleep. Like, you drive. And so I'm in the passenger seat, and I'm starting to like doze off, and all of a sudden I just hear, oh. Sure enough, he killed the rabbit. The blood from the rabbit was on the wheel the whole trip.
Oh, that's funny. No, those rabbits, the tribes there would make like coats out of the rabbit pelts.
That's a lot of rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
But no, anyways, we pulled in to Zion. We got in there super early in the morning. We got in line to get a first come, first serve campsite. And I mean, I remember we got there, we get to the front of the line, the park ranger that's checking us in, he goes, oh, two young guys, we just had a bunch of honeys come in. I'm gonna put you guys right next to the honeys. It's down by the creek. You guys are gonna have a time of your life. It was a great campsite by the creek for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, we got there. The first thing we did was set up camp, and then we did the narrows. We got back, and Vince and I realized that we literally had no food other than carrots and canned beans. So we were like, oh, fuck, we screwed this one up. And set the hammock up. It was a great view in the valley there, the canyon. It was a doozy. And that was the start. Kind of the big start of that whole month long road trip that him and I went on.
No, and I mean, I've heard, I think in the Zion episode with Colton, you talk a little bit more about that campsite too, as we plug. But no, yeah. I mean, they're, I mean, I know what campground you're talking about because that's also where the visitor center is when you come in there.
Yeah.
And the nice thing, honestly, when you do talk about like national park campgrounds, they do set up the spots well enough so it doesn't feel like you are crowded, especially in some of those like older campgrounds like that where you know that they've been there a while. I'm trying to think the other one, like the Redwoods, when we camped in the Redwoods with Tyler that time.
Yeah, that was a good another campsite.
Yeah, another kind of one that where you're like,
yeah,
it gives you like Zion has a lot of people visit,
yeah,
and you get a lot of traffic right there too in that area. And it's a good location. They put it away from the road. They figure, you know, it's done well.
Yep.
And that's what the national parks, they do a good job.
Yeah. National parks do a really good job at doing the campsites. I mean, think about the private one that we did in Moab, where we were like on top of people, where it was like, you know, the little like squares that you only were separated by the fence. And we had like the families and the kids in their kids' tent, like playing, I don't even know. And we were like, fuck, we're trying to sleep. So,
top
I mean,
five, man.
Yeah.
You know, gotta do it.
Yeah. So, you know, there are the bad ones, and that was a private one. So, but
yeah.
Anyways, we've gone through our top five favorite campsites that we've done. We are also conveniently at the end of our time. I don't have to cut anyone off. This is sweet. But it means it is time for the final words. So final words, my guy.
First things first, I want to give a shout out to Revo Knives. They've hooked the Rougarou and Wandering Ways team up with a couple of knives for our journeys. This one is the Ness. Oh, look at that. Good for cutting something. Like yeah. My finger. No, don't do that. Don't cut yourself. And then I got, this one's the Journeyman Companion, just a little guy, but it'd be good for like skinning or something. So I'm kind of excited. Got some tools to use. I might take this one to Iceland. You never know. Might need PB&J station with a knife. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I don't know. You don't need that sharp of a knife for PB&J.
No, you don't. But with Revo, it is a nice knife. And it came with the sheath. So I got to do that. But again, guys, we want to hear your top five. So go ahead and email us at wanderingwayspodcast@gmail.com. WanderingWayspodcast@gmail.com. and let us know your top five. We want to hear them. We'll read them off on the podcast. We're excited. You know, I'm just going to leave it short and simple and say, go find your campsite today.
Love it. Love it. Reverend's final words of wisdom. Stay beautiful, everybody. Cannot tell you how much I appreciate every single one of you for sticking it out, listening to the whole episode, listening to top five. Go make your own top five. Go do beautiful things. Explore. Find that spot that is special to you, because that's what it all is. That's what makes your top five, is it is special to you. Whether it's your top five favorite pairs of socks, you know, there's a story behind the pairs of socks that makes it special. So go out, make some memories, have a top five, go adventure, all that fun stuff. And with that being said, peace out, everybody.
Bye.